This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Nova Safo. We are reflecting on the year past, and one of the standout moments was an accounting by environmental groups of how much financing banks have provided for fossil fuel projects, more than $4.5 trillion over a six-year period. One bank is reversing course. Europe's largest, HSBC, says it will stop financing the development of new oil and gas fields. For today's Economic Pulse, we're checking in with Bill McKibben, founder of the climate advocacy group Third Act. He's been writing about HSBC's decision and the wider issue of banks financing fossil fuel projects. Good morning, Mr. McKibben.
Good morning. What a pleasure to be with you.
HSBC is keeping its current oil and gas investments, but promising not to make new ones. How significant is this pledge from HSBC?
I think it's a pretty big deal. It's the first time that one of the members of the club of really big banks has bowed to public pressure and said, we're going to get out of the business of expanding the fossil fuel empire. HSBC is the biggest bank by assets in Europe, and hopefully the signal will be heard in this country, because Chase, Citi, Wells Fargo, and Bank of America are also the four biggest lenders to the fossil fuel industry. They're in the thick of this fight with scientists about whether it's okay to keep expanding the fossil fuel enterprise. Everybody knows we're going to be using oil for a few more years, but what we can't be doing is building new frack wells, new pipelines, new LNG terminals, all that kind of stuff. The scientists have said, if we have any hope of meeting those targets about climate that we set in Paris, that kind of stuff has to have ended.
Is it realistic to expect the American banks to follow HSBC's lead? And the reason I ask is because, you know, this is an industry where $4 trillion of capital is flowing. Why would they follow the lead of HSBC?
Well, they obviously won't follow it unless there's significant public pressure. That's why at Third Act, we're working with a big coalition of groups to stage a major protest on March 21st. And we'll be inside and outside bank branches all over America, reminding people that though your suburban Chase or Citi or B of A or Wells Fargo branch just looks like a one-story building in a strip mall, it should have a big smokestack on the top to represent the pollution that it's pouring into the air. If we had 40 years to deal with this crisis, we could just wait for that natural transition to gracefully happen. But unfortunately, we don't. Time to stop.
But is there a nuanced way of doing this? And I ask because, you know, we've seen Europe resorting back to burning more coal to make up for its energy shortages brought on by Russia's war in Ukraine. Doesn't it make sense for banks to at least fund new natural gas supplies to beef that up? Because, you know, coal is far worse for the environment.
It turns out actually the coal is not far worse for the environment. When you burn gas, you produce less carbon than you do coal, but a lot more methane leaks into the atmosphere. So basically, it's a wash. At any rate, the real point is that renewable energy, energy from the sun and wind, is now cheaper than either coal or gas to build. And according to the huge study from Oxford that came out this year, if we do it quickly, the world will save tens of trillions of dollars over the next couple of decades, simply because the cost is so much lower.
Yeah, that certainly eclipses the $4 trillion figure I mentioned at the beginning. Bill McKibben is the founder of the climate advocacy group Third Act. Thank you very much, and Happy New Year to you, sir.
Well, Happy New Year to you, and let's hope that it's a slightly cooler one.